Cruz. Stay with Tina Cook-Cruz.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. And it's just Tina Goodrich and I here in the studio, so we have some good conversation. But
good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I know I said congratulations earlier on the sale of the Asylum.
Yes.
The Asylum Inn. But now that's happened. T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. And
it did. You know, this time around, I didn't really put it out there that it was, you know, going under contract in the pending process.
Didn't want to jinx it this time.
Yeah, because, you know, this was our third offer. So, and it was the original offer, original buyer who came back and stepped back into the game. Uh-huh. So he was ready this time, and we were ready this time. We were on the market for a little over 200 days, and we had did a couple price reductions. We started at 1 million, and we had dropped down to 900, and during that process, I think we even dropped one more time to 875, and we did finally close at 850. So we closed at $250 a square foot, $250 mm-hmm. a square foot for a multifamily, which is very good. But again, South Haven is just on its way up. I mean, anything just about you put on the market eventually does sell.
Right.
It may not sell right away, and I knew the inn would eventually sell, but you're still on this roller coaster. I was on a roller coaster.
Right. Well, 200 days is
good 5 months.
5 months, yeah.
Yeah, good 5 months. We had went out on September, got an offer right away.
And it's more of a roller coaster because it wasn't just 5 months and you never got a phone call.
Right.
It was people, yes, I'm interested. You start doing a deal and the deal falls through. You start doing another deal.
You go under contract.
Yeah.
And that starts the process of inspections. And the first deal didn't even make it to an inspection. It fell apart because of the short-term rental. As South Haven has been battling the short-term rental process, we just didn't know if the inn was still qualified to do short-term rentals because the game had changed, if you remember. The windows were, you know, a big deal. There were homeowners that were rebuilding their homes to fit this window situation that the short-term rental city of South Haven was making the short-term rentals go through. Well, dropped.
And that was based on a fireman being able to fit through the window?
Yes, that was based on a fireman being able to fit through the window.
And how do you quite qualify that or quantify that? I don't know which word is right on that one.
Yeah.
But because firefighters come in all different shapes, sizes, and colors.
Well, I think that they realize that a firefighter would come with an axe and he would, you know, do some damage opening up the window.
A bigger hole for
him if it needed. So it did get dropped. And that wasn't one of the reasons why the Asylum didn't fly. It was just that the short-term rental was questionable. Is the inn still qualified to do short-term rentals?
And that's explicitly what he wanted to do.
And you have to go through their inspections.
Yeah.
So you pay for a permit, and then you wait for the city to come through and do an inspection. And that's usually not until spring when they do these inspections for the season. So the inn did end up getting the three permits, but it wasn't until the second buyer stepped up.
Well, and even then it was kind of a little lucky considering that you got the last three.
Right. The second buyer who stepped up was a local family, and they wanted to continue doing the short-term rentals. And of course, she had called me and said, you know, Tina, there's only three permits left. This was like at the beginning of, or towards the end of January. And I thought, well, we should get the short-term rentals permit. So we did call. They were the last three. We did lock those down. And of course, that was a huge ticket for the Asylum.
Yeah.
And you find
especially if that's what your buyers want to do.
Well, and it just seems to be the golden ticket for South Haven. You know, I mean, I have buyers all the time that are looking for investment property here, but they want the short-term rental permit with it.
Yeah.
So, you know, we had been seeing where houses were buying the permits, even though they weren't going to be a short-term rental that year, they were still getting them so they could qualify for for it.
Right.
For when they do decide to sell the home, which could be maybe a year or two down the road. But these permits, you know, there's only so many. And come January, whatever's left from the previous year is available. So I'm told. Now, depending on, you know, probably who you are, you might be able to get one of those permits, so I'm told before. But generally, those permits come out January 1st, whatever's left from the previous year that are still available.
Right.
So, like this January, there was only 40 left. By the end of January, they were all gone, and we got the last three.
Now, are those, when you say there were 40 left, were those new ones, or do the same people that have them now have to go get them again next year?
Well, you're already grandfathered in with the short-term rental permit from the previous year if you're going to do it again for the next year.
Okay. How often do they have to renew that?
You renew every year.
You renew every year.
Yeah, you renew every year. So if you've already got the golden ticket, you're going to still renew it for the next year. It's $600 now.
And it's really just pay the money and you get renewed, or do they have to re-inspect you every
re-inspect.
Year also?
They okay. re-inspect. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they come in and do a re-inspection.
In case your windows got smaller.
Make sure that there might be some new laws that have come into play, such as this last year. I was told the fire extinguishers were changed, and you had to have a fire extinguisher in each kitchen. So some places may have more than one kitchen, but
right.
And they were, I think, a bigger size than the normal little fire extinguishers that you had. That may have came up with, you know, when the fire department didn't do the windows. We shot them down.
So they had to find something else to put.
They had to find something else.
There.
Well, I guess if we couldn't do the fire windows, then let's put fire, you know, extinguishers
right.
in the kitchens for another safety reason for short-term rentals.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Asylum Inn now has the three golden tickets. That buyer specifically wants to do short-term rentals. I mean, that's what the inn really is,
sure.
You know, was made for when we restored it. Each flat has their own bathrooms and their own kitchens. It would make a great long-term rental also. And I thought, you know, the last buyer may have thought about doing that, but it's really the short-term rental is the big
sure.
ticket here.
Yeah. You can charge a lot more for a week than you can for a month.
Yes.
So, all right. So, quickly get out some contact information. We've got two more segments, so we might as well throw out that contact info.
Yeah. So, you can always reach me at 269-759-1076. And I'm on that social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, if you're on there. Listwithtina.net is where you can find me on my website.
And you've been doing a great job with the Facebook page for the radio show. So, all right. We'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Are you planning a painting project and don't know who to call? Decorator's Choice Painting Company is one of the most highly referred services along the lakeshore. Serving this area for over 20 years, we look forward to providing professional services for you. Call us today at 269-270-5785 or email us at decoratorschoicesh@gmail.com. Take a look at our work at decoratorschoicesh.com.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
Hi, Tina Goodrich here with Jakeway Realtors, local to the South Haven community. I've been a full-time realtor for 16 years in Southwest Michigan. Let me put my years of knowledge to work for you. In today's market, you need a savvy realtor. Find me on Facebook or Instagram, or call me at 269-759-1076. Remember, when you think real estate, list with Tina.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. And of course, Tina Goodrich is right here in the studio with
me. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning again. Tina, I'm going to ask you a question here because we live in a bizarro world. What's up is really down. What's down is really up. What is good is really bad. What's evil is actually nice. Our president in his I don't know if it's smarts or what he's got going on. They're coming out with a program, or they're changing things for loans. And if you have a better credit score and you're in the 700s, 750s, and you're of the A credit score, you're actually going to be paying more for your loan, so that can subsidize people with worse credits to be able to get loans and give them lower rates.
I know. I don't understand all of that. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's really
that's
kind of it's a slap to the face to anybody that takes care of their bills and is mindful of their credit score. So how can that be done? What I know you guys watch all these trends and all that. What are they saying about this? What do you think it's going to do to the market when your higher end buyers with great credit say, I'm just not going to buy a house because I don't want to help someone else buy a house who has not taken care of their finances?
I'm not sure. I think they're just trying to find some loopholes to the bad economy. You know, real estate actually pushes the economy. When real estate is strong and still moving, it helps move the economy. And it has a lot to do with, you know, those interest rates also. You know, when you see their interest rates going up or the interest rates going down, it's all part of, you know, the helping the economy. So the interest rates are due to drop this coming fall. They're not going to drop now because the market is still so strong.
Right.
Still very much a seller's market. And maybe those higher end investors who are, you know, looking at buying real estate may be a little bit hesitant because of that. But then that, you know, that may control the interest rates to come down. I mean, I really think the interest rates have got to come down, but they're not going to do it right now.
Yeah,
I did see some movement in them coming, peaking, you know, are coming down a little bit. And I thought, okay, we're seeing a little bit, but we're still in a very strong seller's market right now. There's still not a lot of inventory.
And I have to ask, is this from the president, is this already enacted or is this just something they're trying to do? I just heard a little bit about it and I was like, well, this would be a great, you know, question for real estate because...
I don't think it's going to happen. It's just more talk than anything.
But how do you even talk? I mean, doesn't it just make you look stupid when you say something like that?
Well, that is the president's, that's his view of the economy. I mean,
well,
I always
say his view of the economy is that he's done a great job.
That just make more money, right?
Yeah. Yeah, his view is that they've done great stuff and their record is bad. All right, so let's get back to real estate here, real estate right here in Michigan.
Thank you.
In South Haven, yes. I just had to ask that question because that is actually, if something like that were to happen, that is a big stir in the financial, you know, especially with mortgages. All right, so what do you got going on, Tina?
So I thought we'd talk a little bit about the listing out at Osage. There's a couple great listings out there. Of course, the 72684 Faycourt listed for $384,900, and then we've got that one's actually listed by Remax, and then of course my listing at 72746 Faycourt, the four bedroom three bath. Both of these are four bedroom three bath. One of them has 2,350 square foot, and my listing has 2,550 square foot. So you get a couple more hundred square foot out of this. Both of them are wonderful homes. Osage Orchard is a tight-knit community, maybe 40, 50 homes there. There's no short-term rentals there, so it makes a great homestead to raise your kids or to make a great retirement home and be in this private niche neighborhood.
I kind of have such a hard time believing it's been out there for a little while because it's though that's such a nice group of homes in there, and it's well taken care of, and it's just outside of the city.
Really, both of these homes have both been on the market for a good 60 days. Generally, in Osage, those homes turn over fairly quickly. We do have another couple new subdivisions that are in the upcoming, I think has some great opportunity if you're looking for that new homestead, which is out at Sable Point along Blue Star Highway. I've noticed out there's some great new homes under the 500 mark. So if you want a brand new home, I see a lot of new build going out at Sable Point. If you want one that's already done and ready to move in, maybe you need a contingency on selling your home to get in to the next one. And this one here in Osage has already been offered that. I know he'll do that. So that has an opportunity for somebody to come in on a contingency, which means I need to sell my home in order to buy your home.
Right.
And when you go in on a contingency, sometimes you can get bumped off. If your agent comes in, he can make some terms in his contract about giving you X amount of days to be able to sell your home. So then that gives you that a little bit stronger platform to stay under that contingency to be able to get that home. Before, it used to be real tight. You'd have to, I'd give you 3 days on your contingency to sell your home if another offer comes in. Well, now I think you can, under your terms, you can get more like maybe 21 days.
Right. Okay.
Which, gives that buyer an opportunity to sell his home in order to get into the next one. So that I've been seeing quite a bit now that our market has kind of, got that teeter-totter.
You get enough contingencies in a line, you can really fall like a bag of, like a bunch of dominoes, can't you?
Yeah, when you do a contingency, that listing agent who's got the home always wants to see what the other home is under contract for, when did it go under contract, and that gives the indication that, we can go under contingency with this one.
Right. Okay. Well, still, we got one more segment for Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich, and we'll be talking, I'm sure, some more listings out there. Let's talk about the big one, maybe the Monroe Manor out there.
There you go.
That one's still out there. Get rid of another big one here within a couple weeks would be a great thing to do for sure. So.
Yes.
All right. We'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich. Now you can see the award-winning documentary House of David, Life Everlasting on Amazon Prime. The story of the House of David is steeped in mystery, intrigue, drama, and exceptionalism. The House of David, Life Everlasting documentary film takes you through the formation of the colony, its greatest achievements, the sex scandal, and where it is today. Search House of David, Life Everlasting on your Amazon app or go to hodfilm.com for the link.
This year's rates at Mason-Dixon at your service. At your service, you ask? Yeah, buddy. See, I bet y'all can use a little pep in your step, a little zest in your fest, and something new for the barbecue. I can entertain your guests, energize your meetings, MC your wedding or special event, and I won't drink up all your beer. No siree, I'm a highly respected professional, and to find out how you can hire me in 2023, send an email to raceandmasondixon@yahoo.com and check out raceandmason.com. That's RACINMASON.com.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. And as we talked about, I know there's let's do Ernie's first.
Yeah, you know, I was just going to mention that I've had some contact information on Ernie's, but some buyers had recently reached out to me on Ernie's. So that's pretty exciting. Ernie's has been out there now. This is his second year. He's ready to open up, or he has opened up business. So he'll open up and he will train somebody to take on, you know, what he's already doing.
Yeah, if that's what they want to do, is take over, you know, the business as is.
Right, if they want to continue doing the hot dog, hamburger, you know, drive-in kind of food, Italian beefs.
Root beer floats.
Yeah, he's got some secret recipes there, we all know, on his tacos and
the Italian beefs.
That he's willing to share, you know, some of these recipes to, you know, a prominent buyer who's really looking to, you know, continue with the drive-in. He's willing to help maybe some young entrepreneur who's in the upcoming and that wants to start his own restaurant. This is a seasonal restaurant. It's a great opportunity for somebody who's young in the upcoming because you just have that summer gig and then you can take off for the winter, close up shop, and then come back for the next season.
Of course, I'm sure you could figure out a way to stay open all year if you really wanted
to. If you really wanted to, definitely. I mean, you know, you'd have some maybe weekend business. You know, South Haven is a very strong weekend in the off season.
Yeah.
A lot of the locals really come out in the off season. And I could definitely see that. Sure. Or I could see a different business at Ernie's. I mean, you know, you have that opportunity where you have these little spots up in the front. And I thought those would be great for maybe a flea market.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to do the secondhand flea market, you could do that at Ernie's. Of course, we know we can't do dispensaries.
Yeah.
We've been asked several times. I've had so many phone calls right in the beginning when that got released for the dispensaries. That area, that section is
close to school.
Yeah, that whole section there along M140 is a no.
Although that'd be a good place with all the senior service that come over to
all your seniors would come
over for the glaucoma. All right, let's talk about the Monroe Manor.
Yes, the Monroe Manor. We've had some showings out there. Again, that's the bed and breakfast located just on the service road between M43 and Phoenix, which is that whole area is really lighting up on fire. If you've noticed behind Wendy's, along that service road all the way up to Laurel Oaks now is all business.
Yeah.
And then you continue right on to, there's a new venue there, and then you got the bed and breakfast Monroe Manor on 8th Avenue. So from 8th Avenue heading south to M43 is more residential.
Yeah, it's all residential.
You know, but right up to the Monroe Manor, he sits on 4 acres, a great commercial, could be a great commercial spot. If you've got a business that you want to bring to South Haven, that would be a great spot to do it at. Again, you're in between M43 and Phoenix, which is the service road. You're close to an exit for somebody to get off and come to you. So you could be maybe a massage therapist or maybe a private doctor and you have your own private practice. It would be a great veterinarian place. So there's a lot of businesses that could fit inside.
Use your imagination.
This corner here, because it's a great corner. It's right on 8th Avenue. Again, right across the street is the new venue. If you want to continue with the bed and breakfast.
I'm surprised that new venue wouldn't be interested in buying that, could use it for a lot of things.
They just recently bought the place on Quaker Street, which is right behind Maha's or right next to Maha's and Chemical Bank. That stretch, they bought the little oh, I can't, it's like a garage type business commercial, and it's turned over about 5 or 6 times with nothing ever going in it. But the venue from there bought that, and they're going to do a little venue downtown South Haven that can seat like 60 to 80 people, I'm told. Right.
Yeah, that's a nice little venue. Yeah.
Yes, that's going to be really nice. And if you've noticed, like in some smaller towns, you're seeing some of the commercial buildings being turned into a venue. Which is kind of cool, like a, you know.
To attract people into town, yeah, I think, that's is a good thing, yeah.
I mean, the only problem I see there would be the parking, but it sounds like they're going to be busing people from back and forth, too.
We know how locals feel about more people coming into town, but that ship has sailed, so we might as well get as many people.
Might as well get on board
the locals,
with
we don't
it.
Come downtown anyways, so you might as well fill that baby up on weekends.
Exactly, and that's what we are all about. We really are a tourist town. We cater to the tourist in the season, and that's how a lot of us locals make our money.
Yeah. You've got about a minute left here.
Okay. So, again, if you want to reach out to me or ask any questions about what we talk about on the show, or you can always go back to the podcast. You know, Rob has all the podcasts up on the Moondog Show.
Yep, the moondogshow.com. You can get the last 5. And then, of course, I always have the last 3 of yours on Let's Talk Real Estate or on listwithtina.net. That will have the last 3 of just your
segments.
Yeah, but you can go to podbean.com and you can see
all of them.
500-600, I think, episodes that are out there.
Yeah, because like this is my 3rd year now with it, so we've done over 100 shows for Let's Talk Real Estate. Yeah. Amazing that this is our 3rd year. But yeah, you can always get a hold of me at 269-759-1076 if you have any questions about real estate, or if you're interested in listing any real estate, I'd love to come talk to you.
You know it. That's the name of the game. Get the listing.
So listwithtina.net is my website. Rob's done a great job. We try to keep that up to date on any new listings or anything that we've sold.
There you go. Tina Goodrich, the best in town. The best in town. I am not the first to say it. All right. So Tina, help me remember our sponsor since Mason Dixon isn't here. We've got
Goulata Imagery.
Decorator's
Nicole.
Choice. Yes, Tom Bulkey.
Yes, Tom Bulkey.
UFC Tree Care, and of course, the Senior Services of Van Buren County. Max Masters, our Masters Chiropractic Rehabilitation. Mason Dixon. He's not really a sponsor. He's just an add-on to the show.
He's part of our show.
And then, of course, our good friends, Jackie Diaz at Pure Salon and Spa, who just gave me a haircut on Wednesday.
Looks nice.
Yes, thank you. It's really easy to do my hair these days. You just kind of got to go around the outside of my head and just knock the top off and knock the dust off the top of my head. So, all right, who else we got in there? Of course, Drawing Children and Reading, one of our good friends out there who are doing good things and trying to get kids better at reading and drawing and all those good things. So, I don't think I missed anybody. Oh, Country House Furniture, they're in there.
Country House. Love those guys. Yeah, they do a great job. They're going to be decorating the asylum.
All right. Well, nice. All right. Well, it's time for us to go, and if I missed you, we won't next week because Mason will be back. Tina, do you remember what you have to do?
I do.
All right. Go ahead.
1, 2, 3.
Howl at the Moondog.
Howl at the Moondog.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show, subsidiary of Moondog Productions, can be found on the web at moondogshow.com. Copyright 2023.